I'm here to talk about the Paralympic torch bearer and the Paralympic torch relay. And we're at Lloyd's TSB looking for unsung heroes, people from all over the UK who you feel have made a difference in their community. You know, somebody who's changed someone's life. You know, for instance, a teacher who may have helped to get a disabled kid into sport, or someone who at home is looking after a disabled child on their own, and you feel that they deserve this kind of recognition. I mean, I'm nominating a guy called Owen McGee, who set up a charity called the Association of Wheelchair Children back in the 80s. And his charity basically discovered me and gave me the opportunity to play wheelchair basketball. They spotted me as I was being raced through the streets in a Tesco shopping trolley, introduced me to the sport and totally changed my life. And those are the type of people that we're looking for.
Obviously, this is quite an honour to do the torch bearing. Can you tell us what's involved in that?
Yeah, well, the actual torch relay and the torch bearing will be taking part over a number of different regions all over the country. So on the 24th of August in 2012, there'll be a flame in London. There'll also be a flame in Belfast on the 25th, and Edinburgh 26th, Cardiff the 27th. They'll all come together to the spiritual home of the Paralympics at Stoke Mandeville to make turned into the torch, the Paralympic torch, and then they'll be taken on a 24-hour non-stop relay from Stoke Mandeville to the opening ceremony in London to light the cauldron and start off the whole Paralympic Games.
So absolutely fantastic sort of thing. So just tell us exactly how important these people are to local communities and how important it was to you.
Well, I think these people are the type of people that just make a massive difference in people's lives. They're as we said, they're the unsung heroes. I mean, if I hadn't have met the Owen and his partner who worked at the Association of Wheelchair Children, I would never have discovered wheelchair sports. I didn't even realise that Paralympic sports existed back in those days. But I mean, it doesn't have to be someone that's made that's done something that big. It's something that just really deserves recognition, and it could be really special. You know, you've got some people who are at home. They might have a disabled parent that they've been looking after. You know, there's teachers who make a difference in people's lives as well, and I think they are important. They do deserve that kind of recognition.
Well, of course, we are all excited about the Paralympics coming next year. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic event, and the British public do seem to be getting behind it.
Yeah, I think they are. I think ticket sales seem to have gone well. We've sold just over 1 million tickets. There's a real hunger for Paralympic sport next year, and it's going to be a great event. You know, we've got some fantastic Paralympians, all with really, really good chances of winning medals. And of course, those chances are going to be boosted if we have full stadiums and we've got the British public behind them, cheering them.
Why do you think that Britain gets Paralympics? Because you look around the world and some countries don't quite put enough money into it, or, you know, it's maybe not classed as popular as the Olympics.
Well, I think it's an evolution. It's something that's happened over a period of years, and you know, we've had Paralympic sport on the TV in small doses. When I was a kid, there wasn't any Paralympics, but I suppose the first sort of real experience I had of watching the Paralympics was the Barcelona Paralympics in 92, and you know, the BBC had a small amount of coverage, but every 4 years, the coverage built up and it got bigger and bigger. And I also feel because of Stoke Mandeville, because of the work of Dr. Ludwig Guttmann, you know, setting up the Paralympic Games in 1948, we've always had that history, you know, and we've always backed our Paralympians, and our Paralympians have always been successful. But now we're backing it up with the TV coverage, for instance, Channel 4's coverage next year. It shows that we can spread out the success of our Paralympians to all over the UK, get more and more people behind it.
Tell us about your experiences, because you were a bronze medalist at the 2004 Paralympics in Athens.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was. Won the bronze medal in the basketball in the Paralympics in Athens. Probably we should have been finalists. We kind of messed up in the group stages, giving us a hard crossover stage. But it was amazing for me. I've been to two Paralympics, and it's just the pinnacle of every athlete's career. You know, I remember in Sydney going out into the opening ceremony before it was Kathy Freeman who lit the flame in Sydney. But, you know, when we entered into the stadium, there were 110,000 people cheering us on. You know, it just made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up, and just thinking about what it's going to be like next year when that cauldron is lit by the torchbearers, and you have 80,000 screaming British fans cheering for our Paralympians. It's just going to be absolutely awesome. I can't recommend it enough. It is still the greatest experience for me, and I think one day when I have children, I'll be able to say to them, you know, once upon a time your old man was not bad.
Not bad. That's an understatement.
He was okay. He was all right.
How are we looking for the basketball next year?
I think next year we're looking really well. But in the men's and the women's wheelchair basketball, our men's team are currently European champions. They just won the European Championships in Israel just under a month ago, the first time in 16 years. Fantastic performance, and they were able to do that without one of their best players, one of the best players in the world. So when Johnny Pollock comes back into the team and you add him to the other players like Terry Bywater and Simon Mann, you know, and Abdi Jammer, I think the team is going to be really strong. And I've put them as joint favourites with Australia for a gold, so I can see them in the final. And our women, you know, really young, exciting team. I think they're going to be up there for a medal. They're going to upset a few people, and they play a really spectacular style of basketball. So, you know, both teams, get out there and watch them. Get tickets.
I bet you wish you were still there. Do you? Yeah. Oh, it was his second best job being the presenter.
Yeah, no, listen, once you're an athlete, it's really hard to replicate the buzz, the adrenaline rush of going out on the court wearing the vest of your country and knowing that everything you do on that court matters. You know, when you've got thousands of people cheering you on, you know, seconds to go, and you've got a shot that could make a difference, something that you've dreamt about all your life. That's fantastic. And of course, the games are going to be in my hometown. They're going to be in Stratford. They're in London. It's where I grew up. And I think it would have been fantastic to have my parents and my brother and sister come over and watch me, because they've never seen me play basketball. Well, they never saw me play basketball when I was decent. They watched me when I was a bit rubbish. So, you know, if they'd caught me towards the end of my career, that would have been really, really good. So, yeah, that I'm slightly disappointed, but, you know, I don't think I'm going to have too bad a job there. It'll be quite cool working with Channel 4 on the coverage.
Yeah, how's the coverage going there? I mean, you guys are obviously putting in a lot of plans ahead of the competition.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting. You know, the work that we're doing, we've got a show on Channel 4 called That Paralympic Show, which basically we document the trials and tribulations of the Paralympic athletes as they're building up, our British athletes as they're building up to 2012, their preparation, you know, what they're going through. But we also, you know, give people an inside track on what their sports are about, you know, because a lot of people have heard of wheelchair basketball, but not many people have seen it in real life. Not many people know about the classification system, who the superstars are, who the characters are, who the horrible people are, you know, because, you know, that this is sport. Sport is real life. And that's what we're trying to do within that Paralympic show. And I think it's going really, really well. And next year, hopefully our public will know some of the major characters, the people to look out for.
All right. Well, just finally, just to go back to the torchbearers, can you tell us exactly how people can get involved and how they can contact us?
Of course I can. People can get in contact by going on the Lloyds TSB website, and it's lloydstsb.com/Paralympic Flame. And all the information on how to nominate your hero will be on there. And you've got between today to the 22nd of November, which is 5 weeks to get your nominations in.